It's the ladies of MMA Madhouse. You're listening to Cage Fire Radio.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there.
Won't stop now. Whoa. Keep your hands up, get them in the sky for the homies that they make it in my folks locked down. I never went nowhere. What they say in loot is back. Blame it on that conjure. The hood call it loot a yak. And I'm on this foolish track. So I spit my foolish flow.
Hello, hello. I don't know if there's an ad at the beginning today for We Are Warriors, but first I'd like to welcome you to Cage Fire Radio. And I definitely want to thank our sponsors, Jax Media, We Are Warriors, Cast Iron Supplements. We would not be able to do this without you awesome, awesome people. We have a totally jam-packed, awesome show tonight with phenomenal fighters, best of the West. So I definitely want to get the show kicked off if I can invite in my co-host. And I want you all to wish her a happy birthday on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, everything, because she's here in the studio with me tonight, even though it's her birthday. So Kari, welcome in.
Thank you very much. How are you tonight?
I'm doing great. I definitely, I have a very special shout out to give tonight. A year ago, we started this show on August 7th, which is technically tomorrow, and it's my little sister's birthday, and she told me to give her a shout out last year, and I forgot. So she's held it over my head and told me I had better give her a shout out tonight. So I definitely want to tell my little sister a happy birthday tomorrow. 14, going into high school. I'm so excited for you. So I definitely want to make sure that she doesn't bite my head off after this show.
Oh, well, happy birthday tomorrow, Caitlin's little sister. From everybody at Madhouse.
Awesome, awesome. Yeah, I couldn't believe that. She was like, you know, you still never told me happy birthday. And I was like, all right, I'll do it.
Aw.
So, how are you doing now? Have you gone out? Have you partied? Have you drank? What have you done?
Not so much. Well, I had dinner tonight, which was great. Had one bourbon and Diet Coke, which is my signature drink. But I will say that for an upcoming weekend, I think we're going to do a big girls' like weekend. There's 7 or 8 of us going to go out, dance, drink, have a good time.
Right.
But tonight it was just a relaxing.
I imagine Skippy will be there then, huh?
Yes. My
and his
bestie.
Dress and his nails.
His French tip nails.
That's awesome. I know. I was just listening to that replay the other day, and I was like, what a jackass.
Oh, my gosh. He was cracking me up. I did not
yeah,
expect that.
Yeah, hilarious.
I'm bloated, he said.
I know. I was like, wow. That's pretty awesome, though. He's awesome to have on the show, for sure.
Yeah, he's always fun to work with.
I know. He's got so much energy, and it's so funny that he gardens. I don't know what we're going to do this week not listening to how his watermelons are doing or his corn or whatever.
How tall his corn is.
I know. It's awesome, right? But that's awesome. That's awesome. So,
what have you had going on this week? Any more school stuff?
Nope. I am free from school until September. I was just telling Carl, we probably have a good 6 to 8 episodes left of summer edition Cage Fire Radio. So that, I'm really excited about that. We have a lot of room to get in, a lot of fighters. So if you want to be on the show, hit us up. We're always looking for people to come on our show that have a story, that want to talk. So please, 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 if you want to be on the show, message me or Kari somehow, some way.
Absolutely.
But what do you got going on this weekend?
Not too much. Picnic and fishing are in the plans. But other than that, not much at all. You have any fights coming up?
Plan on going to Fisticuffs, which is up in Washington. I believe it's August 12th. It's in about 2 weeks. Yeah, 2 weeks or so. And I plan on going to that. And then I believe I'm going to be covering or going to FCFF later this month, August 28th, I think. Because I know somebody going to that who's fighting, and I'm so excited. Carson Cooper, he hasn't been in the cage forever, and people love him. He's explosive, he's strong, and he's just got the sweetest, sweetest attitude. You know, like, if you look at his body, you're like, wow, that kid's like 25. If you hear his voice and listen to him talk, you're like, wow, that kid's 18. But people just love him, and he's so awesome. So I'm pretty excited to see him fight for sure. And so far, I think he's 2-0 or 3-0 or something. But he's definitely trying to work his way up. So hopefully he can keep that going for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw an advertisement or a post from Scoopy the other day about some fights in your area. Are you planning on going to any anytime soon?
I need to find some to go to soon. I've really been wanting to get into the local scene more and just have not done it yet. Every interview I've done, it's somebody from, you know, Deep South or your area, Northwest.
Wow.
Yeah. It's just I don't have very many around here. So if you're listening and you're in the Indiana, Kentuckiana area, find me.
Hit her up.
I will write
about
you. I will watch you fight. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I think we have our first guest in queue, Stephen Wing out of Redneck Militia. Are you here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Awesome. It's so nice to hear from you.
And nice to hear from you, too. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you? How are you doing since your last explosive fight?
I'm doing great. Hit the gym really hard right afterwards. I was kind of disappointed it ended so early.
I know. If you want to describe a little bit about what happened to Kari, my co-host, she definitely wasn't there. So if you want to talk a little bit about your last fight, that'd be awesome.
Well, basically, we just went out there, went right into action, didn't even touch gloves, nothing. Ended up that I threw a kick. He caught it. I shrimped my leg in. Then he tried to throw a body shot. I caught his arm, straight arm barred him. He tried to take me down. I reversed it. And when we hit the ground, I snapped through his arm.
Holy cow.
Or dislocated it.
I heard the small story of, it got dislocated because he rolled over it. That's what the impression I was under for sure. That's crazy.
That is crazy.
That was like all, Kari, that was all within like probably 10 seconds too. It was
yeah,
really
19
great,
seconds.
Like, fight 10 seconds. It was crazy.
Is there a video out? Is there anything on YouTube or anywhere about like where I can watch
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's on YouTube. It's on YouTube as Stephen Wing at Fisticuffs.
Awesome, cool. Yeah, I didn't see the video for it, so I'll have to make sure I watch that. I was on the other side of the cage. I think you saw me before you went in, but I was on the other side of the cage,
yeah.
So I'm like, I'm totally in it. I'm like, Stephen, come on, and then it's over, and I'm like, what happened? I was so bummed. You know, I went to that fight just to see that fight, and I was so bummed. But it ended so quickly, and I was, like, so excited because Chance, he's a tough kid for sure, and you're a tough kid, and I was just like, this is going to be great. It's going to be 5 rounds or 3 rounds or whatever. It's going to go the distance. It's going to be great.
Yeah, I definitely wanted to go the full rounds. I mean, I really wanted to fight the kid. He beat one of my fellow training partners, Brian Eiting, but I really wanted to go out there, punch him in the face, maybe get punched in the face a few times, go to the ground, punch him in the face again. I definitely wanted it to go a lot longer than 19 seconds.
Yeah, for sure. That was such a bummer. What is your record, to be exact? I've seen a couple of different things, and I don't want to say the wrong one. So what is your record?
I believe it's like 18 and 10.
18 and 10. Okay,
wow.
I was saying like 13 and 4, something like that. But, wow, okay. I told you, Kari, you just get the beef. You fight all
yeah,
the time.
Yeah, wow. That's crazy. I didn't expect that high of a number.
Yeah, are you going to go pro, or are you going to – that's a lot of fights.
Yeah, I'm done with the amateur cards. I'm definitely going pro my next fight. I had a fight lined up September, but I think it just fell through because the guy got suspended from fighting, so – I mean, but
holy
I'm not taking no more abuse for, I mean, I've been doing it for long enough and I have so many fights in that I'm just going to go pro.
Is there a rematch scheduled for you and Chance Gabriel then?
I haven't heard nothing, but I'm pretty sure if Chance wants to fight me, he should, or maybe we'll meet him up in the pro level.
Awesome.
If you want a rematch, you might as well make some money at it, right?
Yeah, for
right.
sure. Especially with that kind of background on that fight. That was crazy.
Exactly.
But, you know, I'll have to make sure that I don't come to your pro fights, because for some freaking reason, I never see you win, and it's such a bummer every time. I can't believe that. Like, I'm like, you're cursed, Steven.
Yeah, you come to the wrong fight.
I know. What I came last time, and it's a no contest or whatever. I was like, what the heck? It's definitely me.
Yeah.
I remember, because Chad Martins was sitting next to me in the crowd, and he goes, if Steven loses, this is all your fault. And I was like, no. I was like, you better win. That's awesome. Well, that's so exciting. Are you, for your pro debut, you said you don't have anything set in stone, I guess. Are you going to stay in Oregon for that, or do you want to travel to different areas to fight? Like, where do you want to fight?
I don't care. Anywhere, whoever calls first. I'm always willing to put on a good show and ready to fight anytime.
You're such a firecracker. It's crazy. Like, if I call you out right now.
Oh, I love fighting. That attitude. Yeah.
Better put on a few pounds before you do that.
That's awesome. All right. Well, geez. You pretty much fought everywhere in Oregon, haven't you? Except the FCFS. Have you fought there yet?
Yeah, I think I have.
Okay.
Or no, maybe not.
Maybe not. That's the one in Portland with, I forget the promoter's name, and I don't know why.
Oh,
but,
no, I haven't fought there.
Oh, gosh, you need, well, a lot of fighters go there to fight pro or do their pro debuts and stuff, and I think it's really awesome, but I feel like their show is definitely, like, bringing in a lesser audience just because of the Oregon commission's all over it, but that's a pretty awesome show, though, and the matchmaker is so good, and he sets up pretty awesome fights, so you should definitely look into that. Are you planning on staying down in, you're in Central Oregon, right, over by Budo and stuff? Yeah.
Eastern Oregon.
Eastern Oregon? Wow, you're far away. Jeez, you travel pretty far for every fight then.
Yeah. A lot of times you're cutting far.
Jeez. How is that? Like, how is the travel for that work?
Well, it gives you plenty of time to get down to weight while you're in the car.
That's awesome.
Blast the heater, work out while you're driving. Yeah.
Well,
sometimes. Pretty bad.
Sometimes. I can imagine, because you usually bring like most of your team with you, don't you? You guys all pretty much stick together.
Yeah, we're a pretty family-oriented team.
Yeah, I was going to say, because every time I've seen someone fight out of Redneck Militia, I see, like, at least four or five people from the gym accompanying them. That's pretty
awesome. If we're not fighting, we're usually there to support and watch.
Are you guys, like, one of the only gyms in your area, or are there other gyms in your area that you compete with, or is that it? Is that about it?
There's no gyms around here within, like, an hour's drive time.
Holy cow.
What gym are you fighting out of? We didn't really get any of the
Redneck Militia.
Redneck Militia?
Yes.
You've been with them very long?
Yeah, I've been training with Redneck Militia for about 3 years.
Wow. You've had 28 fights.
That's crazy.
Yep.
When was your first fight? Like, were you training for, like, a year first and then you decided to fight, or... How long did it take?
I trained like 4 days before my first fight, and I had my very first fight on my birthday.
Wow. Did you win?
Yeah, I won. I went 4-0 my first four fights.
Holy cow. Yeah, I've noticed
you
usually go on streaks for the most part, I've noticed, out of your record. What's your longest win streak?
Right now, I'm on a 9-win win streak.
That's what I thought. I was going to say 8, but that's crazy, a 9-win streak. No wonder you're going pro.
He should be going pro with 28 fights.
I know.
Awesome. I can't believe you haven't done it
pro
sooner.
Like 5 fights ago.
Was there anything that held you back from going pro? Was it the opportunity just not there? Did you want more experience? Like,
I definitely need to work on my ground game. Definitely needed to work on my ground game a little more, but now I feel confident all around, so.
Good.
Speaking of like ground game, do you have an area you specialize in more? Do you study more?
My stand-up.
Like...
My stand-up's my favorite.
Yeah, he's really good
stand-up,
for sure.
I kind of got that. I talked about wanting to hit him in the face. how did you get your start in MMA? Like, I'm going to backtrack a little bit because we kind of skipped all of that, but I'm really interested because you have had so many fights. You seem so dedicated to this sport. Like, how did you get to this point?
Well, it all started back when I was living in a tent at a truck stop. Keith Hutchinson, he was on a fight trip. He was driving through with a couple guys. I was living in a tent. I just brought up some fish from the river. I put them on the barbecue, and Keith, he's like that curious guy. He's like, oh, wow, what's that? The hell, that kid's tiny. What is he doing out here in November? You know, he walked over there, opened my tent, asked me, what are you doing out here? And I was like, I live out here. So he's just like, are you serious? And so me and him got the BS in. He called over the guys. He asked me if I liked cage fighting, mixed martial arts. And I was like UFC, that kind of stuff? He's like, yeah, like UFC, cage fighting. I said, yeah, I love it. I'd love to do it someday. He's like, well, I'll make you a deal. You pack up all your shit. You put it in my vehicle. I'll drive you to my house. You can live there. You get back into school, get off drugs, and you can start training with me at the gym. You get a job. You can start paying gym dues. And that's basically how it started off. I packed up all my shit, jumped in the vehicle, and I came to Pendleton, started training, been training ever since.
Holy cow, now that is a story.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know that.
That is an amazing story.
Oh, well, we have a shout out from Skippy. He is messaging us, telling us to give a shout out to Keith for sure at Redneck Militia. That is so awesome. To just give out an opportunity like that. A lot of coaches won't
absolutely
do that, so that's really awesome.
Yeah, Keith, he does that kind of thing all the time. He'll take people off the streets, get them training, become phenomenal fighters.
That's crazy. Is it just because he wants to, like, do you know what his motive behind that is? Does he just like to help people out, or does he want to give people experience? Do you have any idea what that reasoning might be?
He really likes helping people out. If people are in a hard time, he'll help them. Like, even if people not in the gym, he helps them get jobs or helps them, you know, get off drugs. He'll throw them in the gym. Like, sometimes he doesn't even ask for gym dues. He wants to see people get off things and get on a better track.
That is so awesome.
It is.
If you're listening, Keith, you are such an awesome guy. Like, there are so many coaches and gyms that just don't give that opportunity, and, like, if you miss one gym, do your ask. Like, that is so incredible. And you're training at a really spectacular place for sure.
It's very respectful.
Yeah, my whole
man.
Team is actually listening right now.
Oh, he is? Good.
Yeah, everybody in the gym is sitting around being lazy.
Oh, good. Awesome. You got an audience.
Yeah.
Then. That's awesome. So I want to talk about your fight name because it is so awesome. If you will refresh my memory and everybody else's, what's your fight name?
The Bumblebee.
The Bumblebee.
Yes.
Why is it the Bumblebee?
I love it.
Well, I've been coming, ever since my very first fight, I came out with black and yellow shorts, black and yellow mouth guard, black and yellow gloves. And I was the Prodigy of Keith. That was my fight name for a while. And then people started chanting Bumblebee after I started winning fights and, you know, becoming a crowd pleaser and everything else. So everybody started chanting Bumblebee, so it just stuck.
Do you like it, or at first were you like, Bumblebee?
No, I like it. I mean, Bumblebees are cute, fluffy, you know. I'm cute and fluffy, and I can punch you in the face.
That's awesome. That's great. You can definitely... That's awesome. I believe, didn't you just get shorts made that have a bumblebee on them, too, and they're totally customized for you?
Yeah, I got a pair of shorts with a bumblebee on them. Well, it's a hornet.
That's right,
because
I thought that's what you were wearing at Pistacus, for sure. That is. That's so awesome.
You know what the ironic thing is? My name is the Bumblebee, but I'm, like, almost deathly allergic to bees.
Really?
That's awesome, or what?
That's pretty awesome. That's pretty awesome. Like, if bees come around you, you, like, mildly freak out, and people are like, what's the deal?
No, I just crush them. And people are like, wow, that's awesome, Steve, the bumblebee wing.
That is so, you're awesome. That's so great. People are, I can see why people just love to watch you fight, love to be around you. You're such a personable guy. It's so great.
Yeah, I just like to squeeze the crowd.
This is ridiculous. Are you planning, where can people find you? Are you going to be at any upcoming fight events? Are you going to be at the next Fisticuffs? Like, where are you going to be? Where can people find you?
Any pro events I'm looking for right now. We have a lot of amateurs in the gym. We just got, like, 6 new guys, so we're training them up. We're getting them ready. A few of them were wanting to fight and get in there and just jump in. So, you know, I'll be there supporting them at basically probably FAMA, a whole bunch of other shows, CWC we're looking at. Basically, wherever there's amateur and pro cards, we're going to be trying to jump in on that.
Sweet. Sweet. How big is your gym? Like, how many people participate at it?
There's probably 15 of us.
Probably 15 of us right now.
Wow, so fairly small, I guess. Is that like a lot? Is that a lot for your area, or like a lot of people?
We have about
30 fighters, but 15 on a regular basis, and we do a strict fighters program. We just do if you're ready, you're dedicated, and we're gonna fight. Let's do this.
Are you guys looking to expand your gym and make it bigger, or put more training classes in for different areas? Like, what do you guys plan on doing with the gym, or are you happy with how it is now?
If the people are tough enough to withstand our program, because we run a really hard program, then we're willing to expand and let them in the gym.
Awesome. Well, that's so incredible. You guys are so great. You guys have great fighters coming out of there, and definitely everyone at Madhouse supports you guys. You guys are excellent fighters. So, and you guys are definitely crowd pleasers. You guys have incredible fights, for sure.
I'm so disappointed that I've not seen any fights.
Yeah, you're missing out.
I'm really disappointed. I mean, I am. Being over here in Indiana, I don't get to see any of these good things you guys keep talking about.
I know. You're going to have to make a trip up here, and I'll take you to all these shows.
I will.
You know what would be cool if, like, if somebody went on
There's quite a few guys on YouTube, too.
Yeah, you watch on YouTube. YouTube's not as cool as in person, though.
not at all. And, of course, I was there in person.
Cool?
I can always get an autograph when it was over. Like, this
right?
guy's going to
be
big.
Cool if,
I need the Bumblebee's
somebody...
autograph.
Yeah, do you sign
things? Come down
with I was going to say, if you sign things, do you put Stephen Wing or do you put the Bumblebee?
Everybody calls me differently. I mean, I walk into people. People call me the Bumblebee, or they call me Steve or Steven.
Peacock.
They call me Peacock sometimes.
Peacock.
Yeah, Peacock.
I don't want to know anymore.
They say whenever a girl walks by or somebody, and I ruffle my feathers and I flex when I walk and stuff and try to impress, I guess.
I could see that. I could definitely see that. That's pretty funny, actually.
It is.
That's pretty good.
I need to come to Oregon just to see that.
There you go. You got something to look for.
That's awesome. Do you have a fan page on Facebook that people can find you at, other than just your personal?
I just have the personal.
Okay. You definitely. You
but my buddy, he's gonna make me a fan page, so I'll have one within
good.
The next
you definitely
couple
have
days.
In the next couple days, we're gonna hold you to that one then.
All right.
Yes.
I'll post it up.
Okay. We'll like it first. So.
We'll promote
all
it.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, really quick, do you want to give some shout-outs where people can find you if you have anything other than Facebook really quick before we have to get our next guest on?
Okay, my shout-outs, thanks to my sponsor, Kumite Fight Gear. I want to try getting on Clinch, so Clinch, I'm going pro. let's get that going. Anything else besides that, we need some new shorts for MMA Madhouse. Kind of wearing out. We wear them so much around everywhere. So let's do some of that. All my training partners, Keith Hutchison, of course, my family, my girlfriend, everybody, thank you very much for being there, being my fans and everything. And thank you guys for interviewing me and having me on your radio station.
No,
thanks for coming on.
For sure. It was so much fun getting to know you.
And I will tell you that I will be watching some YouTube fights most likely when this is done.
Good.
Awesome.
Educate yourself on the Bumblebee.
Absolutely.
All right, well, you have a great night. It was so awesome having you on tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys have a good night.
You too.
All right, bye-bye.
What an awesome.
Oh, Caitlin,
he's so awesome.
He's awesome. Yeah.
Isn't he? He's such a sweetheart, too. It's so great.
Very much so. I loved his attitude. I just want to punch him in the face, get him on the ground, punch him in the face some more. Like,
I know.
I love it. Love it.
Yeah, he is just great. I love that guy. For sure. He's such a sweetheart, too. And I can see that. He puffs out his feathers and whatever. That's kind of funny, because when he does walk around in the fights, like, you can tell when he, like, flexes a little bit and puffs his chest up. That's so funny. It's so true.
Yeah. Okay, well, I think that we have a word from our sponsors.
Cast Iron Supplements only carries the strongest, most effective products on the market today. With free shipping in the U.S. and only $10 shipping on out-of-country orders, we stand behind the products we promote. For information on wholesale distribution of our lines, visit castironsupplements.com. Cast Iron Supplements. Strong, rigid, unyielding. Get cast iron strong. Whether you're fighting, training, or competing, represent your game and be strong. Warrior Strong. We are Warriors Fitness and Urban Wear, symbolizing the warrior in you. Find us at werwarriors.com.
Sweet. Thank you again to our awesome sponsors. We would not be here if it were not for you awesome people. Really quick also, since we don't have an ad for Jax Media, thank you. We don't want you to think that we love you any less because you're awesome. I see all of your stuff. You're amazing. I definitely, so awesome. Kari, have you looked at our website lately, our MMA Madhouse website?
Yes, I was just on it a couple of days ago, actually.
Yeah, I was just looking at it the day before, and it, man, that thing got a facelift. That thing looks great.
Yes, like, and I'm not trying to be biased because I'm part of the team or anything, but that is a kick-ass website. I know, right? It's a kick-ass website. Absolutely love it. Everybody should go visit MMAMadhouse.com. Check out, there's so much to see on there. It's so easy to navigate.
I know, it's
best website.
The other thing I was wondering, and maybe our viewers were wondering as well, and so I definitely want to ask, were you able, is there a tab for our radio shows, like everybody's radio show? Because I did not see that when I was looking on there, and so if people are looking for replays for our show, I was wondering maybe you or Carl know where people can find that.
I think that you have to go, actually, I can try to pull that up really fast. I think you have to go to, I don't think there is a tab, but there's a section that's just for the radio shows, right?
Oh, is there? Because there used to be, I thought, but I'm not sure on this new website if we have a specific section for it. Yeah.
Oh,
and I definitely
have the replays on my Facebook
and
Twitter. Right.
Yeah, I definitely want to make sure, though, that if people want to re-listen or if anyone, family or friends missed it, that they can listen to the replay easy on MMA Madhouse. So I think what people can do is on the right of the webpage, there is a search madhouse.com button. If you type in Cage Fire Radio, let's see. Yep, we should have. Nope, just kidding. I'm not really sure. I think we're going to have to check out and see what
figure
we
figure this out.
Yeah, I'm not seeing, because when you search Cage Fire Radio, it takes you all these random things. But we'll definitely see. I know if you Google our show, you can find that Blog Talk Radio, super easy. There's all of our replays on there. So definitely if you are looking for a replay or just want to know about a specific fighter that you're looking at, make sure you look up our show on Google, as well as any other MMA Madhouse production, Full Guard Fight Gear, MMA Madhouse Live, The Rogue Show, like all of them. We have so many shows. You know that?
How do we get do. So many and they're shows? Always great. They're so easy going. They're fun. Fun to listen to.
I know.
To.
They are. They're really spectacular.
I'm looking here.
Oh, okay. It looks like the whole site is getting is still under construction. And it looks like it will be done in about 4 weeks, where everything will be accessible and easy to find. So anybody listening, you may not be able to find our replays up now, but you can definitely find them in about 4 weeks. So,
and, of course, if you follow us on Twitter or on our Facebook, we usually have replay links.
Replay. Yes.
Yeah, as well. So you can always find
them
that way.
Cage Fire Radio, our Cage Fire Radio Facebook
yes.
page. So make sure you definitely look that up. Hit a like. Get your family and friends to give us a like. We're really bummed. We don't have a million likes, and we're trying to get there one like at a time. So go and do that. We love you.
Yes,
we
absolutely.
Would never show without you. So please, like us.
And we know a lot of badasses, and if you don't like us, we will find you.
Yeah, we'll find you.
Simple
yeah,
as that.
That's awesome. We'll find you. That's right. If you unlike us, we'll find you. Wow.
Of course, there are
like,
always great people to find. Yes, I think we're having a little bit of a difficulty right now.
Yeah.
But I think
that
we can give some shout-outs while we're here. Some Madhouse
awesome.
Member shout-outs. How about that?
Well, that's cool. As long as we shout-out everyone that will potty.
I'm just
kidding.
He's one of my
you favorites. I know. He's so funny. We love you, and we're giving you a shout-out on our show that you're never invited to, but
yes,
we love you.
We do love you, and I think that you can follow him on Twitter, at Lopati, right? L-O-P-A-T-I?
L-O-P-A-T-I,
you can follow,
yep, that's right.
I think that's it. I think you can follow Skippy at STP Tattoo, as well as find him on Facebook.
Right.
Here's Skippy Cohen. You have at MMA Madhouse. The wonderful president. What is Carl's under? Is it Carl the Madman? Is that it? Maybe I need to look that up. But we have wonderful people on our team.
We sure do, and we're growing every day. We just got a new Madhouse member.
We are. We did.
Like 2 or 3 days ago, didn't
we?
I don't
yes.
exactly remember your name, but welcome to this awesome
but welcome.
Program, this awesome place. If you're listening,
I'm having
to
a moment.
Yeah, what's his name? I just don't remember. Was it with a K? I don't know. I'm just not positive. Gosh, dang it.
Oh,
right.
Here we go.
Cool. We have our guest, our second guest. I'm sure many of you on the West Coast have known him, heard about him, seen an interview. He's awesome. He's so incredible. Alex Perales, are you here?
Yes, I am.
Cool. Awesome. Thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah, thank
Hi,
you.
Hi, Alex.
Hello. How's it going?
Oh, it's going great tonight. I'm very excited to talk to you. I've heard a lot.
Yes.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm excited to talk to you
she's
guys.
She's from Indiana, so she doesn't get to see you up close and personal, but we've heard so much. We recently heard that you have some big news. You got a pro signing contract. You wanna what's going on? Tell us all about it.
So I just fought at the Cage Warrior Combat. I fought for their flyweight belt, and then so I won a 5-round unanimous decision out there. And shortly after that, they asked if I would want to sign. I wanted to do a pro contract through them and. So we went over some stuff, and it ended up working out. So I'm going to do that, and hopefully November 2nd, make my debut in Kent, Washington.
Awesome.
Congratulations.
How does that feel to walk around saying you're a pro now?
It feels cool. I mean, I don't like to try. I try not to have a big head about that kind of stuff, but no, it's definitely awesome. I've accomplished a lot of the things I wanted to as an amateur, so to be able to make this step is really cool. I feel like I keep coming closer and closer to getting to my dream.
For sure, and I know there's a lot of people out there that definitely think that you deserve it. You're such an awesome guy, and so many people can see that just by the way that you said you don't get a big head about all of this. So that's really awesome that you're down to earth with your fighting, and I think people can clearly see that when you're in and out of the cage.
Yeah, I try to carry myself like that. I've never been cocky. I'm not one of those kind of guys. I just like to compete, and to me that's what it's about, is just competing. I'm not really out to hurt anybody or anything like that. So yeah, I just love the sport and I love to compete.
That's awesome. Now, I know from seeing you, the first time I saw you was at Budo Fights 8, and you won, and you climbed up the side of the cage and like did a backflip in the cage. And I was like, holy shit, this kid's such a badass. That's the first time I ever saw you. And Skippy was telling me, he's like, you gotta watch this kid. And I'm like, yeah, I'm watching. He's like, no, you have to watch this kid. I was like, all right, I got it. And then you go out there and you win. I'm like, wow, you gotta watch this kid.
That actually came because my younger brother, I occasionally post some videos of him. He's really into like free running stuff.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And he does some crazy stuff. And since the first day I fought, he always told me if I win, he promised to do a backflip. And I always promised him, and I never did it. And I don't know if it was just because it was my first time fighting here in Bend that I was so pumped, and I made eye contact with him in the crowd right when I finished that fight, and I just instantly thought about
it.
He's
like, you do it.
Yeah, I kind of went a little above and beyond what he asked me to do, but yeah, it was cool. It was definitely it seemed like the crowd liked it, so.
Yeah, for sure. You know, the crowd loves a good finish like that. For sure.
My coaches weren't that pumped about it because I could have broken ankle, but
right. It was cool. Definitely would not have been very spectacular had you have done that. But it's a good thing you landed.
No. No, it would have been looked at completely differently if I would have fell.
Yeah, you would have been an awful person if you broke anything.
Yeah, definitely.
So I know you hold, so I don't even know how many belts you hold and how many promotions. How many belts do you have in your room? How many belts do you have stored up, like hoarding from everybody else?
So I have six belts. And I hold them for four different promotions.
So I know that four of those are flyweights, right?
Yeah, all of them are flyweight belts.
All are flyweights? Nice.
Yeah.
That's
awesome.
Sorry, Caitlin, I cut you off.
Oh no, it's fine. I was just talking about that today. I was telling my dad actually about how I was excited for the show tonight because I had you on and Stephen Wing, and I was telling him, I was like, this kid has so many belts and they're all in flyweight, and I was like, that's why he's so successful though. There are so many fighters that jump from different weights, and I just don't understand why. And you can see by their performance, like, that they're either really successful in one area and then like, oh, I think I'll jump to 145 even though I fight at 125. And then after I go 145, I'm going to jump back down to 125. I'm like, why? You know, I know.
It has to be hard.
You are.
Yeah, I've never seen the point in doing something like that because I don't walk around like crazy big, like between 135 and 140, really, just like kind of varies. So I don't see a point in going up the weight class because, you know, I'm pretty comfortable here, and this is, I'm not the biggest guy, so I'll stick to the 25ers.
Well, it looks like it's doing good for you, for sure. Like I said,
right.
I was asking earlier, who are all the promotions you hold your belts for? I know, I believe you had it for Budo and FCFF.
Yeah, so Budo, the FCFF, And then the Cage Warrior Combat, that's the one I just won. And then I went to Spokane, Washington, and fought for the UCL title. I believe that's Unified Combat League. I'm almost positive exactly that's what that was. So I went. I got that one in February.
Cool. Well, it looks like you're just on a roll. I mean, do you even remember when your last loss was?
It's been a little while. I remember it, and I always remember it because I don't ever want to feel that feeling of losing again. I think that's what drives me so much. Some people say, you know, if you're doing so well, or people ask me why, do you lose your motivation to train hard because you've been doing well? And I never lose that motivation just because I always know what it feels like to lose, and it sucks. So I'd rather train my ass off and fight hard than to slack off lose and regret it. Yeah,
and you do. You train so hard. I follow you on Instagram, and just like a week ago or something, I posted a picture of the view, and you were like, I just got home from work. It's been a long day, but my opponent's probably chilling at home, and so I don't want to do the same thing, and like went on like a million-mile run. And I was like, if I had a quarter of this guy's motivation, I'd look pretty dang good.
I do stuff like that. I mean, I just lay, like, I like train all day, I work all day, and then I go home, and so sometimes I'll just be laying there, and I know that's exactly what my opponent's doing. So, you know, if I can get the edge on him before the fight, then it just makes me feel that much more confident.
I bet it feels pretty good to come out this just last weekend going all rounds and then winning too, knowing that you were able your cardio was so good. Like, how did you prepare for this fight coming, like, this last weekend, and how did it feel to get that victory and know that all of your hard work paid off?
It felt awesome. I mean, I train really hard. I'm in the gym all day. I actually work at the same gym that I train at. So I literally, like, I'll wake up before I work. I'll train for a couple hours, then work. And then I'll go usually do some running and some other kind of cardio type of stuff. And then I'll train, and then I'll do some more cardio after, and then I'll do it all over again every day. So it's really a grind. And when I go into my fights, I really think about all the stuff I've sacrificed, especially here in Bend. Summer is so awesome that I always have my friends asking me to go do something, and I can never do it.
Yeah, it's beautiful there.
Yeah, so I sacrifice a lot. And when I go out to fight, I think about all that, and I don't want anyone to take that from me.
Well, for those of us that don't know you so well, I know Caitlin knows so much about you, but me, I'm here in Indiana. I've got some friends listening that's in Indiana. Won't you give us a little bit of background about yourself? You know, how did you get your start in MMA? Specialties, you know, are you more into Muay Thai? Are you a guy that likes Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu? Like, just tell us about yourself.
The reason why I got into MMA and all that is I always played a bunch of sports growing up, and I was always really big into competing. And I boxed a little bit when I was growing up, when I was younger. And I started doing some jiu-jitsu, and I thought it was pretty fun. I wasn't even thinking really about fighting at the moment. And then I started doing jiu-jitsu, and then I heard about an MMA gym, and then I went there, and I started doing it just for fun. And then, you know, I had some coaches and stuff tell me that, you know, I'm pretty athletic and I pick up on things really quick. So, you know, they thought I would do well if I tried to fight. So I was like, yeah, let's do it. And then I fought, and it went well, my first fight, and I was hooked. I love the competition. I love to go. I know one-on-one, so no one else to blame. You can't blame your teammates. You know, when you go home later, either you're pumped because you won or you're pumped because you lost. Can't blame anybody else. And, as far as what I like to do is, I like to do it all, really. If it's a wrestling match, I'm okay there. If we go to the ground, I don't care there. I like to stand up. I like to fight and be aggressive and put on a good show. That's mainly how I like to do it. But, you know, I'm not nervous or I'm not worried about really any spot. I'm decently comfortable everywhere I go.
I saw a quote. I was reading an interview about you, and you said,
If you have my arm, I'm going to let you go until I know it's going to break. And if you have a choke, I'm going to go to sleep. I think that that is amazing because some people let emotion or certain styles get in the way, and you can tell that you're just somebody that's going to put it all out there. And I just want to commend you for that because that's what makes fans love the sport so much, fighters like that. Thank you
for your
entertainment.
Yeah, no, that's really how I feel. I like I said, I train really hard, so I'm not going to let anyone just walk in and take it from me. They're really going to have to put me away if they're going to do it.
Awesome.
Well,
Kari, you got to come up here. You got to just
I'm over here
and go with me from, like, Washington down to, like, the tip of California and just watch all the amateur and pro fights from top to bottom.
Well, we will plan that.
Yeah, well, the Northwest, man, it's full of high-level guys.
I know, like, I get, the more interviews I get, the more shows I listen to that Madhouse has on, you know, the more fighters we have on, I'm like, why am I not there? Like, I need to be in that area really bad. Like, I'm ready to move, honestly. Indiana sucks, to be honest. I'm ready to move.
Indiana. Well, what do you do in Indiana for fun?
Well, there's not much. I got that country in me, so, you know, we do the
four-wheelers.
Can you? I hear that. Sometimes I got that twang. But, you know, we do the four-wheelers, we do the camping, we do fishing, you know, we have that kind of stuff around here.
Well, that's fun.
Of course, I love to get into my high heels every now and then, but still, more country than most.
That's very cool.
Indiana. I really wouldn't expect it to be that country either. I would expect there to be more things to do there. I don't know.
Well, I'm sure there are, but those are the things I prefer.
Oh, okay.
I think really anywhere you live, it really just depends on where you're located. Like,
yeah, probably.
I feel like when I drive over the pass to go to Portland from Bend, it's like a whole different world.
It's a whole, yeah, definitely, but Bend is so pretty compared to Portland to me. Probably because I'm in Portland, but I would so much rather be in a natural area like Bend than the hustle and bustle city of Portland.
Yeah,
for
I don't think I've ever lived anywhere where I haven't had to drive almost a half an hour to get to like a real store.
Really?
Well, see, that's the cool thing about Bend, where I live. It's like a small town. There's like, it's really outdoorsy, but there's everything like right within like 5 mile radius. There's, it's not huge, but everything you need is right here. It's just a cool setup.
That is, I've been to Bend.
That's convenient.
Only a couple of times, and yeah, it's definitely, you have that little platform area with all that, like all those places to go, and then there's Budo Fight.
Yeah,
and it's like a little square of like convenience, and then outside of it is like woods and beautiful houses.
Yeah, really, it's an awesome place.
So I you've been fighting for quite a while. You've been doing so well, and I know your life totally revolves around fighting. I wanted to give a shout out actually to your girlfriend because she's got to feel like so incredible. First off, because you're doing so well, and it's just awesome that she stood by you this whole time through your training, your dieting, everything, and that's so incredible. So if she's listening, I definitely want her to know how special she probably is in your life, and definitely to a lot of other people out there as well.
Yeah, she's awesome. I mean, we don't really see each other much because of training, and you know, she doesn't really ever get in the way or complain. She knows that this is what I'm trying to do right now, so she's supportive of that. Which a lot of girls aren't like that. A lot of girls would complain that they don't see me enough or whatever it is. But
exactly.
Yeah, no, she knows what I'm trying to do, and you know, she supports me to get there. So, yeah, I'm pretty lucky in that aspect. So, yeah, I mean, it's been going good.
That's awesome. Is your ultimate goal to get to the UFC? Like, is that what you're trying to work for, or how do you
Yeah, that's my goal. I mean, turning pro is a big step, and, you know, some people think that that's a big goal in itself, but really it's just another step. That's my ultimate goal, is to be in the UFC one day. And I know that's everyone's goal that fights, but I feel like I'm gonna.
Yeah, but not everyone's you.
I feel like I can work hard, and I know that I have the work ethic to get there if I really, really push myself to do it. And so I mean, this was a good step towards that main goal, turning pro. I just hope that everything goes well from here on out, and that I can find myself one day in the octagon fighting and be awesome.
For sure. Do you have any specific fighters in the UFC that you look up to based on their style or based off their attitude, personality?
I love Chael Sonnen just because he's an SCFM guy, and I love, you know, he's from Oregon, but yeah, he's awesome. And then I really like the way, Mighty Mouse, I love the way he fights. He kind of reminds me of me when I fight. He's fast-paced. He's quick. He's always moving.
Well,
he's really humble.
Your fight name is Speedy, isn't it? How Speedy Girl is. Yeah, okay.
Yep.
Okay. I get
it. Yeah, so when I watch him, I feel like I have to, you know, I know that's what I got to reach my goal. I got to compete at his level eventually. And he's so humble in and out of the cage, which is awesome, too.
Mm-hmm.
So. No, yeah, that's definitely one of the guys I really look at in all different types of aspects.
Do you get, after your show, your performances, do you get a lot of people coming up to you afterwards just idolizing you, like little kids at all ages shows? Like, how does all of that feel to have people come up to you like that?
I love it. I love talking, especially when little kids come up. That's always my favorite. I've had a couple little kids just come up when they're walking around trying to get all the fighters to sign a poster or something, and yeah, it's awesome. I teach a kids class here in Bend, and I don't know, I love teaching, especially kids, because it's cool to see them just progress and the discipline. Like, some kids are, you know, crazy and don't listen, and then they're doing, you know, jiu-jitsu and all that stuff for a little while, and it's just funny how it can completely change their mindset.
Yeah, for sure. That's got to be awesome, and definitely be. Do you ever learn anything from the kids, from their perspective of how they, like, obviously a lot of people have different learning styles. Do you learn anything based off of how they learn from you? Like, do you learn anything about yourself, whether it be inside the cage or outside the cage? What do you learn from yourself?
Just teaching-wise?
Yeah, just teaching.
I mean, yeah, I learn a lot when I'm teaching. When I'm teaching kids or anyone really, just I correct myself a lot when I'm teaching, just because it's the thing. I'm trying to teach them to do it perfect, and I realize that I don't do it perfect because I'm showing them, and I'm like, oh, crap, I don't even do it like that. And it's just stuff like that. I learn a lot from teaching, because yeah, it really has to make my game on point, because when I'm showing them that, and then they watch me do something, and they're like, hey, you just showed me this, and you're doing it wrong. I'm like, oh, my bad. And so I have to correct myself sometimes.
That's a little kid. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And I definitely, really quick, before we get you off air, I believe when I watched your interview with Lopati, he was saying that this was one of the first time your last weekend fighting that you had fought somebody that you were taller than, because I know you're pretty short. So
yeah.
How did that impact your game?
Yeah, like I said in that interview too, like I'm usually really aggressive and with my punches and really in your face. And I was telling him it was different because he was short. I'm used to getting in a pocket and throwing punches tight and inside.
Yeah.
I didn't have to do that. And I knew he was a really good wrestler. All I heard about is how he's a really elite wrestler, state champion, and so I knew he was. His goal was to try to take me down. I watched his fights, and he was pretty relentless with takedowns. So I knew that going into it. So when I started getting in the pocket close, I just knew it was going to be easy for him to shoot right under me. So I started to get a little hesitant, and I decided to usually go for the shot myself, just because I felt almost uncomfortable being there, because I knew he was going to shoot under me.
Wow. Definitely impacts it.
Yeah. So
unfortunately, Alex, the show is coming to an end.
and we're going to have to say goodbye. I know I love talking to you tonight. I know I love looking forward to seeing where you take your career, because I know with the mindset you have, you're going to do absolutely amazing, amazing things. But,
thank you. Appreciate that.
Before we say, you're very welcome. Very welcome, and I mean it. Before we say goodbye, I want to give you a chance to shout out your sponsors. Tell everybody where we can find you on Twitter, on Facebook, you know, any kind of fan pages you have, because I'm sure there are people after listening to you talk tonight that just want to be a fan and want to be able to follow your career.
All right. Well, okay. So I like to thank sponsors. I like to thank MMA Madhouse, Clinch Mouthguard, Lifestyle Chiropractic, Kumite, Dead Gods Tattoo. Let's see what else we got here. Kazushi. I know I'm forgetting a few, so all of them as well. My teammates, my gym, manager Aaron, my friends, family. I want to thank you guys for having me on the show and talking with me. It's been awesome. So if you guys want to, Alex Corrales on Facebook, I have a fan page, I have my personal page, so any of those, and then I'm also on Instagram, Speedy Corrales, and that's about it.
Awesome. Well, thank you for coming on tonight's show to talk about your pro contract, your last fight, everything. We are so, so, so excited for you and for everything you do inside and outside the cage, and we wish you the absolute best of luck in your pro debut for sure.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thanks for coming on. Have a good night.
Yep. You guys too.
Thanks.
Yep. Bye.
All right. What an incredible show we had tonight. Two super, super, super awesome guys for sure. It's definitely a nice change from all the women that we've had on here. Not that we are hating on women's MMA. We love you all. But it's definitely a nice change of pace to hear two different mindsets for sure. I mean,
right.
A female's mind from a male's mind is already crazy enough. Then you add MMA into it, and it's just two different worlds for sure. So it's always nice to hear from... from a different gender after quite a few weeks with females. Like I said earlier in the show, if you want to be on Cage Fight Radio, please, please, please send us a message. Send me a message. Send Kari a message. Send anybody in Madhouse a message about Cage Fight Radio, and we'll get you on. We have no preference, you know, male or female. We're hosted by two females, but we love having both genders on. So please contact us. We're always looking for new guests. You have a backstory, you want to call somebody out, you want to start trouble, get on our show. Come on, just do it. It's fun.
We will help you through the shit.
We will. We'll help you.
For
so
sure.
Let us know.
Okay, Lynn, before we have to, won't you go ahead and tell us where we can find you, because I think that we're getting pretty close to the end here.
Well, you can find me on Twitter at Caitlin Deany, or you can find me on Facebook. I have two Twitters, whichever you want to follow, I guess is fine. I don't really use my MMA one as much as I should, but I will definitely get on that. You can find me, let's see, I think you can find me on Instagram as well. We're on MMA Madhouse. I need to get my writing up going again for sure. I haven't done an article in quite a while, so there you go. Here's Kari. Your information.
Hello. You can find me, Kari Richardson, K-A-H-R-I, on Facebook. And you can also find me on Twitter at Kari Richardson. I am on Instagram with Miss_Kari. Message me anytime that you want an interview done or you want to get on the show. Like we said, we'd love to have you on there. You can find me on Kick. With Miss Kari as well, and then that way we can get something set up to get you on here. And, of course, as always, go to MMAMadhouse.com, check out the website, and like Cage Fire Radio on Facebook. We would love the support.
For sure, for sure. And really quick, before we end our show, I just want to put this out there. Lapati, you already got somebody calling you out. Clench, you know, they want to fight you at an open weight at Budo. I'm down to see it. Anyone's down to see it, man up, just take it. Let's do it. Let's get that going. You know, I will host a commentary for that just for you because we love you. So hit up that opportunity, please, because we all want to see you get your butt kicked because you're such a brat all the time. So make sure you do that.
I didn't say
you know,
that.
I'm sure there will be someone. Oh, she's so sweet, isn't she? I'm sure you'll have some people out there cheering for you, but, you know, a lot of haters, too. Make sure you do that, for sure. Such an awesome group we have at Madhouse. Really quick, before the very end of our show, I want to thank Jax Media, We Are Warriors, Cast Iron Supplements. Thank you. Thank you, Madhouse, for letting us put on this production. Everybody have a wonderful evening.
Jax Media, helping give fighters and fight promoters the edge to get noticed and pound through to success. At Jax Media, we know how difficult it can be to get sponsorships for your fights or fighters. Don't miss out on prime opportunities. Showcase your fight history, stats, bio, sponsorship rate, and clickable links to your online and social media platforms with a custom media kit. Media kits starting as low as $50. Also, ask about our custom Facebook page setup, apps, fighter and fight promotion websites, and more. Visit us online today at www.jaxmedia.ca. Jax Media.
Time to disperse. Party's over.